From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Are schools excessively strict with low-income and minority students? The State Board of Education today is going to talk about monitoring school discipline. Higher discipline rates correlate to lower school graduation rates. Last year, KUOW broke the story that the U.S. Department of Education has been investigating discriminatory discipline rates in Seattle public schools. Well, today, the Obama administration issued guidelines, and they urged public school officials to use law enforcement as a last resort. The New York Times reports that zero-tolerance policies in some school districts have disproportionately increased the number of arrests, suspensions, and expulsions of minority students for even minor nonviolent offenses. Civil rights groups are applauding the Obama administration guidelines. A spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union told the New York Times, "Misuse and overuse of exclusionary school discipline fuels a school-to-prison pipeline." With us now to talk about the new guidelines is our education reporter, Ann Dornfeld. Ann Dornfeld, tell us, what did the feds advise?
Well, they recommended that schools take a much more holistic approach to changing student behavior and moving away from the kind of discipline that takes kids out of the classroom. The feds recommend that districts train school staff to implement more social-emotional learning programs that teach students problem-solving skills and responsibility and resiliency, the kinds of skills that can help kids avoid misbehavior in the first place. And they said that schools should make clear what the rules are, what happens if you break them, and then ensure that every child is treated the same way. Of course, parents of special education students point out that their children are disciplined at a far higher rate than students without disabilities, even though their so-called misbehavior may simply be a function of the child's disability. The guidelines today also call for misbehavior to be dealt with in school as much as possible. And students who are disciplined also tend to be those who are struggling in school. So suspending them or expelling them only compounds that problem.
So that's a long list of recommendations from the federal government. But when you look at what's going on in Seattle public schools, are they following those guidelines already? Or are they following some of them, none of them?
They've been looking at how they deal with discipline, especially ever since the announcement last year that the Department of Education is investigating whether the district has discriminatory discipline rates. We know that as of two school years ago, Black students in Seattle were subjected to what's known as exclusionary discipline, that's suspension or expulsion, more than any other ethnic group in the district. The Department of Education is investigating whether those students of color are getting harsher penalties for the same infractions compared to other students. What's interesting is that although we've seen a general downward trend in exclusionary discipline for middle and high school students in Seattle over the past couple of decades, there's recently been a sharp increase over the past few years in short-term suspensions for elementary school students. Don't know the
elementary school students?
Elementary school students, right. And it's worth noting that expulsion in particular is really out of vogue compared to decades past. So in the mid-90s and when I was in school, in one school year, more than 200 kids would be expelled in Seattle.
Wow.
Mostly in middle and high school, but also elementary school students. These days, you don't see a lot of expulsions at all in elementary schools. Only about 20 students were expelled in the past couple of years. Right. So down 10 times. So that's something. But there's still a lot of concern in the community here, as well as at the federal level, that the students who are disciplined are predominantly students of color, and that kind of discipline, that exclusionary discipline, sets them up to drop out of school later and have problems in the criminal justice system. So there are some schools in Seattle that are focusing on building supports for students to prevent them from acting out and to use more constructive means of discipline when they do and keep them in school. But those are really building dependent.
And Dornfeld, how about some of the school districts outside Seattle in our region? Are they using alternatives to discipline, those ones we just spoke about that the federal government's recommending?
One district that has embraced the strategy the government is promoting is Highline School District. They're using what's called positive behavioral interventions and supports. That's a system of creating school-wide expectations, so everyone from students to staff is on the same page about what the rules and consequences are at that school. And it focuses on appropriate behavior as a learning objective that some kids will need extra help with for various reasons, and then making sure that they get the support they need. But I did speak to an expert on the issue who works to implement this kind of strategy in different districts. And he said that he hasn't seen any districts in the state that have fully implemented the kind of strategies that districts elsewhere in the country are using successfully.
Finally, we're just about out of time. But is there anything that came out from the Obama administration today in these guidelines about discipline in schools that's likely to change how this is handled in our state anytime soon?
Well, I think that it will create more momentum, but this is a resource intensive, demand that the government is making, and we don't have a lot of resources in the education system, as you may know. And right.
More federal mandate.
Right. It's like antibiotics is to kicking kids out of school as, organic diet and lots of exercise and massage is to keeping kids in school and really working with them in a lot of different ways. So we shall see.
Ann Dornfeld is KUOW's education reporter. Thanks, Ann.
My pleasure.
This is The Record on KUOW.